that you withdraw or stop doing what you know is right for you to do. If, for example, you're concerned about the environment, please give us all the facts. Do a whole study of it. Go to graduate school if you have to. Help us out here. And if you talk to us clearly without an agenda or any investment in the results, we can hear you because you're on our level. You're not talking to us from a superior I know position. If you know that we're all equal, that we're all doing the best we can, you can be the most powerful activist on the planet. Love is the power. I know only one way to be an activist who can really penetrate the human race, and that is to give the facts, to tell your experience honestly, and to love without condition. You can't convince the world of anything, even if it's for the world's own good, because eventually your righteousness will be seen through. And then you're on a stage debating a corporate polluter, and you start pointing your finger in outrage. That's what you've been hiding when you believe, I know what's best for the planet. When you attack a corporate official for destroying the atmosphere, however valid your information, do you think that he'll be open to what you're saying? You're threatening him with your attitude, and the facts can get lost because you're coming from fear and righteous anger. All he'll hear is that you think he's doing it wrong. It's his fault. He'll go into denial and resistance. But if you speak to him without stress and total confidence that everything is just the way it should be in this very moment, you'll be able to express yourself kindly, effectively, and with no fear about the future. Violence teaches only violence. Stress teaches stress. If you clean up your mental environment, we'll clean up our physical one much more quickly. That's how it works. And if you do that genuinely, without violence in your heart, without anger, without pointing at corporations as the enemy, then people begin to notice. We begin to listen and notice that change through peace is possible. It has to begin with one person. If you're not the one, who is? The world will test you in every way, so that you can realize that last little piece that's unfinished inside you. It's a perfect setup. Checkmate.
She understands that the universe is forever out of control, and that trying to dominate events goes against the current of the Tao.
How do we respond to a world that seems out of control? The world seems that way because it is out of control. The sun rises whether we want it to or not. The toaster breaks. Someone cuts you off on your way to work. We've never had control. We have the illusion of control when things go the way we think they should. And when they don't, we say we've lost control. And we long for some sort of enlightened state beyond all this, where we imagine we'll have control again. But what we really want is peace. We think that by having control or becoming enlightened, and no one knows what that means, we'll find peace. Before I woke up to reality, I had a symbol for that, my children's socks. Every morning they would be on the floor, and every morning I would have the thought, my children should pick up their socks. It was my religion. You could say that my world was accelerating out of control. In my mind, there were socks everywhere. And I would be filled with rage and depression because I believed that these socks didn't belong on the floor, even though every morning, morning after morning, that's where they were. And that it was my children's job to pick them up, even though morning after morning, they didn't. I use the symbol of socks, but you might find that for you, the same thoughts apply to the environment or politics or money. We think that these things should be different than they are right now, and we suffer because we believe our thoughts. At 43, after 10 years of deep depression and despair, my real life began. What I came to see was that my suffering wasn't a result of not having control. It was a result of arguing with reality. I discovered that when I believed my thoughts, I suffered, but that when I didn't believe them, I didn't suffer, and that this is true for every human being. Freedom is as simple as that. I found that suffering is optional. I found a joy within me that has never disappeared, not for a single moment. That joy is in everyone, always. When you question your mind for the love of truth, your life always becomes happier and kinder. Inquiry helps the suffering mind move out of its arguments with reality. It helps us move into alignment with constant change. After all, the change is happening anyway, whether we like it or not. Everything changes, it seems. But when we're attached to our thoughts about how that change should look, being out of control feels uncomfortable. Through inquiry, we enter the area where we do have control, our thinking. We question our thoughts about the ways in which the world seems to have gone crazy, for example. And we come to see that the craziness was never in the world, but in us. The world is a projection of our own thinking. When we understand our thinking, we understand the world, and we come to love it. In that, there's peace. Who would I be without the thought that the world needs improving? Happy where I am right now. The woman sitting on a chair in the sunlight. Pretty simple. My children pick up their socks now, they tell me. They understand now. They love me without condition because when I became quiet, they could hear themselves. Everything I undo, they have to undo. They are me living out what I believed. The apparent world is like an echo. The echo went out from me for 43 years, and now it's coming back. It's all like a breath, like a lake when you toss a pebble in, the ripples going out all those years, and now they're coming back through my children, through the world. I undid the turmoil, and my children are losing it also. They're losing their attachment to so many of the concepts I taught them. They're becoming quiet, and that's what the work does for everyone. That's what I mean by coming back into itself. The apparent craziness of the world, like everything else, is a gift that we can use to set our minds.